Guten Tag! Yo estoy, Jason. E2 Superhero Deep Dive. I really have no idea what I said. But welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. I have a pretty fun episode. This is a very obscure hero that shouldn't be obscure, but they are. So let me get my disclaimers out of the way and we will get into it. The information is pulled from different sources across the internet, may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online, and I'm on every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube as well under Superhero Deep Dive. Like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. Check out videos because I post superhero memes daily. I post other videos a couple times a week. Like, there's constantly stuff being uploaded. In fact, while we're recording this, I am uploading a video right now. So there you go. It's for some superhero artwork. And if you ever want to email me directly, which a lot of you do, you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Alright, so this week I am going to be talking about Ion. He's from the DC Universe. His real name is Sodom Yat, and he is a Daxamite. Now, Daxamites are interesting because they are... they have all the powers of Kryptonians under a yellow sun. So they absorb the yellow sun radiation the same way as Kryptonians do. They get all the same powers, same power levels. Like, everything is the same. Except the Daxamites have a fatal flaw. They are extremely allergic, I guess is a good word. Their weakness is lead. So... you know, and in fact, if they get exposed to lead, they actually are very susceptible to lead poisoning, which is fatal for them. So, I don't know how quickly it affects them. It affects them pretty fast, though. It's kind of like when you see Superman with kryptonite. So we're going to be talking about him. Like I said, Sodom Yat is a prophesied future member of the Green Lantern Corps. He is created by Alan Moore and is first mentioned in Tigers, a story in Tales of the Green Lantern Corps, Annual Number 2. He's mentioned in passing to Abin Sur by a demon named Kull of the Five Inversions, who had been imprisoned on the planet Ismult, which I know I pronounced that wrong and I'm sorry, by the Guardians of the Universe. As a Daxamite, which is a race that descended from Kryptonians with inherent Superman-like powers, and a power ring, he would be nearly unstoppable. Despite this, in Kull's prophecy, he is still defeated as part of the final destruction of the Green Lantern Corps. Alan Moore planned to use this character in his proposed story, Twilight of the Superheroes, which went unpublished. In the proposal that was leaked onto the internet, the Daxamite Green Lantern is named Sodom Yat, and is also referred to as the Ultimate Green Lantern. In that story, is named Sodal Yat at first. So an L instead of an M. So in that story, Sodal Yat is the last of an army of aliens to attack Superman. The Man of Steel defeats many Green Lanterns, Thanagarians, and the Martian Manhunter before finally being killed by the Sodal Yat or Sodom Yat. The character would subsequently go unused until 2006. So they had him, Alan Moore had him positioned to be like this really big character. Now, as a young boy, Sodom Yat wants nothing more than to explore the stars. But the Daxam society is actually really xenophobic. They protect their borders. They don't like people going off world and exploring. They want to keep all their resources to themselves. So they forbid it. When a spacecraft actually crashes on Daxam, Sodom rescues the pilot, and the pilot named Tessog and Sodom become friends despite not speaking the same language. His parents discover Tessog and kill him, and then brainwashed Sodom Yat into thinking his friend was a violent menace, as xenophobic behaviors usually dictate. Years later, while on a school field trip to a museum, Sodom freezes at the sight of an anti-alien diorama featuring Tessic's stuffed and preserved body attacking a Daxamite. That is insane. I can't imagine having a friend, having your parents kill them, and then seeing him stuffed and mounted in a museum. Like, that's absolutely traumatizing. I would lose it. But this discovery causes Sodom's true memories to resurface. Enraged and disgusted by what had happened, Sodom rebuilds Tessic's ship, planning to leave Daxam forever. On the night of his departure, a power ring comes to him, telling him he has the ability to overcome great fear, and Sodom becomes a member of the Green Lantern Corps. Sodom Yat then makes his first appearance in a regular DC continuity in Green Lantern Corps number 12, and part 3 of the Sinestro Corps War, which is Green Lantern Corps number 14, when Kilowog gathers a group of lanterns to strike back against Sinestro's forces attack on Space Sector 2263. Salak singles out Aresia to keep an eye on the newly graduated Lantern Yat, though she wonders why Yat is so important. Salak has been charged by the Guardians of the Universe to keep Kull's prophecy from coming to pass, but keeps this to himself, only saying that one day she may know why he is so special. In Green Lantern Corps number 16, he destroys the core of the ranks in the Sentient City, ending the Battle of Mogo. In Green Lantern Corps number 17, Sodom Yat is chosen as a new host for the Ion Entity by the Guardians of the Universe and fights Superboy Prime. The two battle each other fiercely throughout areas of New York, and under the yellow light of the sun, Ion begins to unleash Superman-like powers, such as heat vision to hurt his opponent, and while the two trade blows, Ion is thrown into a nuclear power plant. The lead lining of the walls causes Ion to weaken. Prime then takes the opportunity to spear him with several uranium rods, severely injuring him. Ion tries to escape, only to have Superboy Prime knock him into a cemetery. They continue to do battle, each drawing blood from their opponent, and although Ion battles courageously, the lead poisoning and loss of blood begins to affect him and is beaten unconscious. He is later seen receiving medical attention from Sorenik Natu, which is kind of like a medic for the Green Lantern Corps, I believe. So, yeah. Alright, now, after the events of the war, the Guardians request Kyle Rayner to assist Yat in adjusting to his new role. While speaking about Yat's history and attitude as a Lantern, it is revealed that he must now permanently wear a power ring, despite his possession of the Ion powers, to prevent the lead in his body from killing him. They are then attacked by Alexander Nero, who had been freed during the initial assault on Oa, but had not participated in the overall Sinestro Corps story. Kyle Rayner fights to lessen his abilities to encourage Yat to embrace his status as Ion. So he automatically like played down his abilities to try to get the other guy to step up, which is kind of cool. I've done that myself when, you know, training kids to, like, in martial arts when I was younger. I used to train little kids, and I would actually lower my skill level, because it would build up their confidence and it kind of push them to work harder so that they could be better overall. So he did that. Let's see here. Okay, yeah. So he encouraged Sodom Yat to embrace his status as Ion. Sodom Yat eventually defeats Nero by taking control of Nero's own constructs, something Rayner states that he had never even attempted. Sometime later, Sodom Yat and Aresia receive word of the Sinestro Corps' invasion of Daxam from Yat's mother, who had escaped using the ship that her son was going to use to escape Daxam. She is shocked when Yat refuses to return to Daxam, and instead he lashes out at her, citing to Aresia his reasons for leaving his home planet. He even goes as far as to say that the Daxamites brought the invasion on themselves, and they are just simply paying for their sins. Finally, he agrees to return on the condition that his mother, out loud, thanks Tessic for providing her with a means of escape. After sending his mother to Oa, Sodomya and Aresia set out for Daxam. When Aresia asks him why he agreed to return, Yat states that his oath as a Green Lantern supersedes his hatred of Daxam and his people. Very true. Very, very true. Yat and Aresia arrive at Daxam after getting past the enormous snake-like Sinestro Corps member encircling the planet. Once on the surface, they find Yat's father, who is promoting mass suicide as an alternative to living as a Sinestro Corp slave. So, wow. That's a heavy thing to contemplate. In fact, I have a hard time wrapping my head around it too. But, you know, he'd rather unalive himself than be a slave, and I get that. All right. Now, the two Green Lanterns, Sodom Yat and Aresia, are able to save some, but not all of his followers. Outraged, Yat declares that they will fight the Sinestro Corps. With the riot on Oa keeping any Green Lantern reinforcements from coming anytime soon, Sodom Yat takes on Mongol, the Sinestro Corps' new leader, head-on, requesting that his ring grant him access to the Ion Power. The ring refuses, stating that a guardian, specifically Scar, is blocking his access to the Ion Power, and the only way to get past the block would be to remove his ring, which would then kill him due to the lead in his system from the battle with Superboy Prime. His ring goes on to say that a massive power jolt could grant him limited access to the Ion Power. And with that, Yat drops his shields and takes the full power of Mongol's blast directly. The power jolt works, and Yat rockets into the sky, armed with 95% of the Ion Power. As he heads for Daxam's son, he removes his ring and tells Aresia to keep them fighting. Yat then plunges himself into the sun and uses the Ion Power to turn Daxam's red sun into a yellow one, giving the Daxamites a power boost to ward off Mongo and the Sinestro Corps. Sodom Yat is at first implied, then confirmed as alive inside the Son of Daxam, unresponsive and constantly self-immolating, kept alive by Ion's power. The cloaked mastermind behind the Brightest Day, searching to trap and capture the whole emotional spectrum beings, exorcises Ion from Sodom, berating him for his sacrifice and his fellow Daxamites for their xenophobic view. As a result, now restored, Sodom Yat crashes on Daxam, still alive but unconscious. Several Daxamites die because of their sudden depowerment, as their son then turns red again. So, what may have happened with that is they may have actually been flying, and when the red sun hit, they lost their powers, maybe crashed. I don't know the specifics, but if they have Superman-like powers, they must be doing to exert something beyond normal force. Maybe they were lifting something and they lost their strength. I don't know specifics. Okay. So the still unconscious Sodom's body is carried away by two boys and hidden from the other Daxamites. Sodom Yat then awakes in a cavern, surrounded by many Daxamites who revere him for his sacrifice. They reveal to him that his father and the rest of the Daxam society wish to find him and throw him back into the sun so they can get their powers back. Oh my goodness gracious. How greedy, how selfish is that? I understand having the powers of Superman, and that's an amazing thing, but to be like, yeah, we're just gonna throw you back in the sun, especially when it's the guy's father being like, yeah, because we want this power back, that's huge. This guy is gonna go crazy. I'd go crazy. Alright, but convinced that his survival was due to divine intervention, Sodom Yat declares that before Daxam can be cleansed of its xenophobia, the rest of the universe must be made a better place. He leads his followers on a journey to make the Guardians pay for their sins. While on his pilgrimage, Sodom is ambushed by the telepathic warlord Zardor, who later makes him attack Guy Gardner by having him believe Guy is a Guardian. However, when Aresia and Kilowog were able to break Zardar's control over Sodom, he fled using Sodom as his personal bodyguard. Zardar's last words for the corpse were, "Enjoy the war." Sodom Yacht has since been reintroduced into the New 52 during the Green Lantern crossover Uprising. While his actions under Zardar's control are currently unknown, he was at some point captured by the Durlans. The Durlans kept him on the planet Corona 7 of Space Sector 700, where they were able to remove his ring and broke Zardar's control over him. They also experimented on him in an attempt to learn how to mimic his form, all the while interrogated him about his home planet of Daxam. After being released from his prison by the Green Lantern Corps, Sodom revealed to them that he had wondered if they had all forgotten about him. Aresia Arab was overjoyed to see him alive though, so she definitely didn't forget. Sodom Yacht then returns as a Green Lantern sporting his Ion costume in the final issue of Green Lanterns. He is one of the Green Lanterns who arrive on Earth to help Hal Jordan fight Cyborg Superman, and when Cyborg Superman claims that no one can stop him because he has the powers of Superman, Sodom Yacht refutes this by sending Henshaw crashing into a car with a single blow and blasting him with heat vision. Sodom Yacht then claims that as a Daxamite, he is Superman's equal and is one that can stop Cyborg Superman. So what do you guys think of his history? Like, you can see they set him up for something big, and then it's like they just messed with him. Like, they really messed with him. They had basically his whole planet, like, turn on him and want to throw him into the sun because they wanted superpowers too. Like, how insane is that? That makes no sense. And when I say it makes no sense, I'm not talking about from a writer standpoint. I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But let me know what you guys think. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube and TikTok now under Superhero Deep Dive. Like, subscribe, share, help me grow the channel. We'll have conversations about it. I want to know if there's stuff I missed, because I'm sure there is. The information is just really limited that I could find. But, I mean, what an amazing character to me. And, but yeah, let me know what you guys think. And you can also email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. But in the meantime, let me go over his powers, fun facts, and like my final thoughts. All right. So, powers. Like their Kryptonian cousins, the Daxamites gain a large number of abilities when exposed to yellow sunlight, including super strength, flight, super speed, super hearing, x-ray vision, heat vision, microscopic vision, and telescopic vision, and they also get the super breath. While the Daxamites are invulnerable while under yellow sunlight, the substance lead is still very lethal to them, even in small quantities, the same as kryptonite is to Kryptonians. Due to his exposure to lead from lead shielding at a nuclear power plant and uranium stabbed into him by Superboy Prime, Sodom Yacht must wear his Green Lantern ring at all times to stop the lead poisoning, or he will die within a few minutes. So that's how that, but he was also exposed to a large amount of lead. So I don't know how much lead it takes to hurt them. I also don't know specifically how, like, if kryptonite affects them as well. I don't think it does, but it would make sense that it had some kind of effect on them. But I could be wrong. It's just, with them being descendants of Kryptonians, you'd think that there's some kind of inherent weakness, which may not be near the extent of what Superman has, or other Kryptonians, but there should be some kind of weakness to kryptonite, right? Maybe it is, and it's just not that noticeable. I don't know. It's something to explore, though. Alright, but the benevolent Ion entity bestows its host with powers similar to a Green Lantern Corps power ring and a Star Heart. With those powers, Sodom Yacht has been described by some as the most powerful hero in the universe. However, access to the powers can be controlled through his power ring, which he is required to wear constantly, allowing the Guardians of the Universe to shut off his ion powers when they want. In the Legion of Three Worlds miniseries, it is revealed that being host to the Ion Entity has allowed Sodom to survive unaging into the 31st century, which is pretty cool. There weren't a lot of fun facts about him. There's one I did find that was kind of interesting. It's like, in 2013, Comics Alliance ranked Sodom Yacht as number 32 in their list of the 50 sexiest male characters in comics. So he does have that going for him. I mean, hey, you know what? If I was ranked 32, I would take it, right? I mean, I wouldn't complain. Okay. But my final thoughts on the character. This is like, what would I want to do? Sodom Yacht was thrown into the spotlight a while ago, but then DC seemed to just throw him to the side. I don't quite get it. Maybe it was a thing with Alan Moore. You know, he's kind of a controversial writer in the fact that he knows what he wants to do with his characters and he doesn't like to compromise on them. I get that. So maybe it was something behind the scenes with that. But this is a freaking Green Lantern with the same power as Superman. Like, are you kidding me? I love his weakness though, because lead is such a crazy weakness to have. And he's got what I like to call the Deadpool claws in his body, where his ring is keeping him alive because he has lead poisoning. And the ring is necessary to keep it at bay. The same way, like, if Deadpool's healing factor wanes, he succumbs to cancer because he's got cancer all over his body. So if anything were to happen to affect his healing factor, his body suffers because of it. Like, his healing factor is basically keeping him alive at this point. So what will we do with the character? Check this out. I got a good story. We had an amazing story when Sinestro made an army of Yellow Lanterns, and I'd want to see something in that same vein, but not the same story. Like, let's have, with all the trauma he's had, let's have Sodom Yacht actually find, or like search for a galaxy or a place without any traces of lead that can still have a yellow sun. It doesn't have to be our yellow sun. As he showed when he turned the Daxam sun yellow and empowered a planet, you know, he can do that with any sun. So any sun, so we can find a galaxy. He can just go searching. Because with the ion power, he doesn't have to recharge his ring. You know, it's just there. So let's have him find a galaxy or a place without any traces of lead and that can have a yellow sun. And once that happens, he decides to go over and take over the planet. Like, this guy has Superman's power and a lantern equivalent power and a Starheart equivalent power. So he's got like three ultra power sets. He's so overpowered. Let him become this like evil emperor and have people come and try to take him down. And that's what I want to see. I want to see someone so overpowered be corrupted, but not by one of the lantern energies. Like, you know, they had, they said Sinestro was actually corrupted by the yellow lantern energy. The yellow, not the energy, but the entity that powered it. I think that one was Parallax. So his actions, they're his now, but before they weren't. I want this to be this guy's action. Like, he's doing it. Ion can be, because Ion's supposed to be benevolent, so Ion can be in the background like, no, don't do this. And he's like, nope, this is mine now. This is my planet. This is my galaxy. I'm taking it over. But let him be corrupted by the sheer realization that if he removes his weaknesses, there's very little anyone can do to stop him. Let's have him build himself up against Darkseid even and see who triumphs. Like, that's my kind of story. That's what I want to see. I want to see someone with this unlimited power set go and doesn't necessarily have to be a bad guy. Like, he's like the Black Adam character, you know? He's bad because he's serving his own interest, but he's doing it to protect like his homeland. So let's have him, or kind of like a Punisher, you know, like the anti-hero. Let's have Sodom Yacht be a DC Galactic anti-hero. That's what I want. Let me know what you guys think. I would love to hear your thoughts on the character, but that's what I got. I think I'm gonna cut it off for now. Like I said, you can always catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube. YouTube's probably the best way, under Superhero Deep Dive. I post videos all the time. Comment, like, subscribe, share if you have critiques, if you have fun facts I may have missed, if you want to have discussions about the hero, like what you would do. I am 110% behind it. If you have requests for future episodes, I am 120% behind that. But yeah, I'm always available, so reach out. Let's have a conversation. But in the meantime, guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. All right, everyone be good. I'll see you later. Bye-bye, guys.